Picture the classic English village, the hut, the pub, the hedgerows, and of course the church steeple. But by 2020, up to 4,000 churches could be closed around Britain. And by 2050, the once mighty Church of England will have just 150,000 active churchgoers. Lancaster University Professor Linda Woodhead and Andrew Brown of The Guardian have just released That Was the Church That Was. Linda Woodhead is speaking with RN's Andrew West.
The Church of England is in a very poor state. Across my lifetime, and I'm a member of that church, it has halved. It's collapsed, really. Church attendance now is down to well under a million on average Sunday. You know, weddings, about 20% of weddings, the Church of England now. About 10% of people have their child baptised. Even funerals, which used to be a monopoly, only about a third are done by the Church of England now, and it's just continuing to fall. So it's becoming something that most English people have no contact with.
Now, Anglicanism, Linda, has always prided itself as being not too ritualistic, but sufficiently beautiful in the way that it worships, and always sort of leavened with reason. Now, is that a model that you believe is inherently faulty now with the church?
Actually, I think is a model that still has an awful lot to offer, if it's stripped of its arrogance. I mean, it is an arrogant, it was did become a very arrogant, very colonial church, which thought it was the superior church, you know, more Catholic than the Catholics, more Protestant than the Protestants, the kind of via media, the perfect way between them. But actually, it did have this wonderful balance between a reasonable faith and scripture and tradition and history, and taking account of all of those things in a way that saved it from being too narrowly biblical and fundamentalist or too ritualistic. And there is something valuable there which I fear is being lost.
Yeah, now the Church of England is, of course, the national church. The head of state, the monarch, is its supreme governor. It has bishops in the House of Lords. But what happened, Linda, when the Parliament of Britain actually loosened its grip over the operation of the Church of England?
Well, we argue in the book that that's part of the explanation for decline. It's become very fashionable today to talk about religious freedom and to think that church and state should be entirely separate. But most religion has always been bound up with the state and with politics, and that was certainly true of the Church of England. It was controlled by Parliament. By the 1970s, Parliament was really leaving the church to its own devices. And that's when it really went off the rails. It started doing things that most ordinary English people found really quite reprehensible. It started standing for values they didn't identify with. Whereas before, because of this parliamentary involvement, that had actually been the way in which it remained kind of accountable and democratic, in which ordinary people's voices, represented by parliamentarians, had some real influence in the church. Mm.
That's Linda Woodhead, co-author of That Was the Church That Was, speaking with Andrew West. And you can hear more of that conversation with Andrew on the Religion and Ethics Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN.